are back on a Wednesday. WIP afternoon show. Philadelphia, home of Ike, Spike, and Fritz, and the two best pitchers in the National League. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, feeling pretty good on this Wednesday. We have finally won another baseball series.
Yes.
It's been forever, it seems like, since we won one. Shout out to the Fightins from last night. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
Yes, Angie. Pretty dominant. But you know what else we saw today?
What else did we see?
Oh, we saw the boys in green back out there in short.
You see Jordan Davis?
Dude, actually, he looks unbelievable.
He's down the Fritz 20.
Yeah, me and Jordan Davis eating healthy.
40.
Yeah, 60 maybe.
Yeah.
Is he trying to play fullback?
Yeah. Might need him. You never know.
Seriously, don't lose too much weight there, big fella. We need you in the middle to be, we need that girth.
Well, that is an interesting thing to talk about. We'll talk about it later. But, like, you know, part of the value of him is his size.
His size,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing he's got to figure out. Boy, is it a big show. 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson joins us. It'll be fun to talk to LA about a win and about how Chris Sanchez is pitching. Mm-hmm. Flyers in 50 returns with Brooch at 3:30.
My guy.
Elliot will be here at 4 to talk about what happened in camp. We will have the first, I know, back 2 days in a row. We got to ask him about his hair, too. But you know, of course, talk about training camp stats. You got to figure out. And one report he got right, by the way, as Jahad Campbell was out there today, which he predicted. Speaking of which, as we relaunch Eagles Insider of the Year, we will give the odds for 2026, who the winner will be. Boy, is it a big, big, big show. So as Jack mentioned, the Eagles they reported to camp yesterday. Today was the first practice. Today was the first time the players spoke. And Jalen Hurts spoke. Of course. And some, you know, we all noticed when we looked at the pictures of the ring ceremony that Jalen never seemed to be wearing the ring, right? He was holding the box with the ring in it. Even the picture with Mr. Lurie and Coach Sirianni, they were both wearing the rings and Jalen had it in his box. The question was, did Jalen wear the ring? And he was asked that question at camp today, and here's what he said.
In the photos that we've seen from the event, I haven't seen any of you actually wearing it. Did you eventually get to put it on? Why or why not?
Yeah, I've moved on. I moved on to the new year. You know, it's as simple as that.
You know, so I saw that response because Elliot tweeted it out. Devin tweeted it out. I didn't hear it live. And then him saying, I've moved on. And I have to tell you, my initial inclination was to roll my eyes and go, oh, this guy again. But then I thought about it, and I actually love it. Like, so I started, you know, I make everything about myself. That's part of what this is. But
you would never.
But you know around here that I don't celebrate victories very long. Like, I don't really care. I also don't like going out and having fun. I also
wear your socks on the beach.
I wear my socks on the beach. I keep to myself. And I started thinking to myself, like, I like that Jalen Hurts is like this. Like, yes, is it a little weird he didn't put on the ring at the ring ceremony? Sure, I guess. But it's really hard to repeat as Super Bowl champion. Most teams don't repeat as Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is how you handle the offseason after you've won the Super Bowl. Because one of the concerns is you're not as hungry the offseason after winning the Super Bowl as you are when you're chasing it, right?
Sure.
And we have a couple of examples of how people have handled the offseason around here. We have on one side, we have like Jalen Hurts, who didn't even put on a Super Bowl ring. He's concentrating on the next one. Even A.J. Brown right afterwards says, didn't feel as good as I thought it was. I'm just looking toward next year.
But he put his ring on.
But he did put the ring on. Nick Sirianni has been super quiet and focused. Yes. And then we have the other kind of the celebration, I guess, of the offseason. We have Saquon, who did a lot, you know, even with Timothy Chalamet. Mm-hmm. We have Cooper DeJean, who did not turn a party invite. And to be quite honest with you, if we want to repeat as champions, I wish more people on the Philadelphia Eagles handled the offseason like Jalen. I like this attitude from Jalen.
I like it from Jalen. I'm glad everybody else isn't taking this certain mentality.
Really?
I don't need 53 of these. I don't. Jalen is a lot. And we've sort of just accepted that's our QB. That's how he rolls. I'm good with it. It works for him. I got no problem with that. But I also enjoy the Cooper DeJeans. the Saquon Barkleys, right? Those guys are out having a good time.
Are you going to like it? And week one, when Cooper DeJean's got the oxygen mask on the sideline because he's not in the same shape he was last year?
I will not like it if that's the case. Yes, right. I totally agree with you on that. I'm almost, I guess I'm entrusting them that they're going to be ready to go when the season starts. By the way, I said particularly to both of those guys, Saquon and Cooper, if they go out and have good seasons this year based off of what they did this offseason.
Oh, well, then they're animals. Exactly. They're cyborgs. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we've seen it before, right? I mean, like you bring back the Cole Hamels thing.
That's prime example right there, the Cole Hamels.
Cole Hamels was World Series MVP, spent the entire offseason doing commercials and this, that, and the other.
Banquet circuit.
Yeah. And then in 2009, he had a horrible season. He had that quote at the end of the year that he was glad the season
couldn't
was
wait
over.
The season be over with, yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I understand what you're saying, that you can't have 52 or 53 Jalen's in there.
Jalen's like a cyborg. I don't need 53 of those, man.
I'll say this. I'm glad he is this way.
Yes. I'm okay with him being this way. Because he has a more impactful job, more important job than the rest of those guys. I don't mind a little personality. I'm perfectly fine with that. It seems like, and we'll find out coming up here shortly, these guys knew when to turn it off and to get the training going. Saquon certainly seemed like he turned it off earlier than Coop, as Coop was still going in the summer.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I was even happy to see AJ with his ring going.
Yes, did he put it on?
Yeah,
at least?
He put it on. Well, he's having a good time.
You know, when Jalen didn't put it on, that meant AJ was going to put it on.
I mean, AJ was going to put it on.
Yeah, well.
Man, let's not go down there.
Well, and the only thing I think was Saquon, too, and the reason that I sort of wish, I'm glad as a person, I can separate this. Yeah. As a person, I'm glad that Saquon enjoyed himself this offseason.
Yeah.
As a football fan, I think about how hungry he was the offseason before and what it led to. And I just sort of wish there was maybe a little more Jalen in Saquon this offseason. Like, I don't need him to not put the ring on or anything like that. But man, like, you know, last offseason, he was out to prove to the world that he was Saquon Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't have that this offseason. Now, like, look, he knows his body better than anybody else. But if you're asking me if I'd feel a little more confident in Saquon this season, if it was more like a Jalen offseason than it was like a Saquon offseason, my answer would be yes.
Yeah.
You know, with Saquon specifically.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly where you're coming from. And the amount of touches Saquon had last year. So you're already dealing with that aspect of it.
Yep.
But I think with Saquon, I think Saquon has a newfound life in the NFL, right? And I think, listen, within the team goals, he has individual goals. I think he's chasing a Canton bust.
Yes.
That's what he wants.
Yep.
That's what he wants. And he puts together another 3 or 4 years, 1,500 yards rushing. He damn sure has a chance of getting into the Hall of Fame. So I think that's where his motivation is at, meaning that his training part of his offseason, I'm pretty sure he pushed himself. Now, Coop is the young buck. I don't know if the young bucks really know what it means to have an offseason and then get prepared again.
He might learn a lesson.
Yes.
Cooper might learn a lesson.
He may learn. Yeah, he may learn a lesson. But I don't have a problem with the way Jalen has sort of gone about it. Again, like I said, he's like our CEO. I'm good with that. But I certainly don't have a problem with I like a little more personality.
Sure.
I like a little bit more personality. I want the guys to have a little fun.
215-592-9494. What do you think about Jalen not putting on the ring and putting it past him? Jack, before we get the next question, I need to know what you thought.
Imagine what he thinks.
Yeah, come on.
It's just so corny. It's like it's trying too hard. It's trying too hard for me.
But
like,
I think that's how
he's
he
locked
is.
In.
That's not locked in.
It's Mamba mentality.
No, yes. Exactly. It's I'm trying to be Kobe. I'm trying to be Derek Jeter. I'm trying to be Michael Jordan.
Mike, I want him to be Kobe and Derek Jeter and Michael
just
Jordan.
Put the ring on at the ring ceremony.
Yeah,
you can lay
late.
Your hair down for one night and celebrate something you did last year with your teammates.
You know what?
Like,
I wanna,
what are we talking about?
I'm actually blaming the Eagles organization.
No,
for you, having the ring ceremony too late.
Shut up for a second. Okay. Shut up.
You shut up.
You're there with your teammates who put together an unbelievable season last year. You can let your hair down for one night. Like, you don't have to put on the persona all the time. Like, just, I love the locked in, don't worry about last year, yada, yada, yada. For the ring ceremony?
Yes.
Where you can celebrate for one night.
But it was the night before camp. It was too late in the year. They should have done it in May.
Just put the ring on.
No.
Put the ring on.
Scheduling conflicts, Mike.
Well, yes. You never know about that. Yeah.
Jeez.
215-592-94 number. We do have a next question today because we have four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. We have four tickets for this. We do have a next question. Today is Monica Lewinsky's 52nd birthday.
Hey, yay!
Yes. So, for next question today, what are you good at? No. Just kidding.
Guys like to be stroked.
I knew we wouldn't be able to handle this. Surely.
Yep. I'm staring at her name, and I'm like, oh, how do I do a joke that doesn't get me in trouble? All right. So for next question, give us a controversy from the 90s. A controversy from the 90s. Jack, why don't you start us off?
I thought we were going with our other.
Oh, so you didn't think
question?
Do you want me to go to, do you want me to just do it then?
What?
I thought we were doing the child actor.
No.
Yep.
No,
so I had a whole thing ready to go. So,
what?
I know. So I'll take OJ.
Well, oh, man, you're taking a big one off the board. Holy moly.
Get rid of that guy.
Yeah, well, he's gone now.
Oh, God.
Well, he is. He didn't do it.
Oh, God, yeah. Don't go down that road.
I read a book. All right. Ike, we're starting early today.
Man, we are.
We are. You got 90s controversy?
Yeah, I'm going, listen, I'm going, let me go with the East Coast, West Coast beef.
Oh, the rap beef.
You like that?
Yeah. That was a good one. That's remember, good was 90s. It the Vibe Awards?
Magazine, yep.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Yep, where Vibe the, Awards.
Yeah, that was a big, that got... You know, there's a difference between when rap guys battle now, it's like showmanship.
Yeah.
Then it was...
it was real.
It was real, you know? All right. And mine is, it happened right at the end of the 90s. It is Napster. Napster,
oh,
people...
Yeah, Napster.
Stealing music changed the how people get music forever, right? I mean, like, we all bought CDs and you would go to the CD store. Napster comes along, everybody stole, you know, thousands and thousands of songs, and now...
Not me!
Yeah, I would have guessed you didn't know how to use Napster. That would have been right.
Yes.
So that is next question today. Our favorite 90s controversy that you bring up will get four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice. So... Jalen said he didn't put on his ring. What do you think? Do you wish more Eagles were like that? 215-592-9494.
You wish no one put their ring.
Yes. Keep it in the box. Keep it in the box. The head is forward. Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
Hey, man. Look, you know, yesterday, you know, I told y'all, I said new season. Heel turn. Corey from Columbus. Hey, yo, Chuck from out there. Keep my name in his mouth, you know. Hey, Chuck, I'm always going to be ahead of you, dog. You last year's news, dog. Hey, man, it's a new season. Remember I gave you a posse for, you know, you Floyd Mayweather. Clap it up. You ain't going against Terrence Crawford, dog. You getting knocked out, dog. Come on, man.
Wow.
New king in town.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Respect to Chucky, man.
All right.
But look, let's talk about this. So this is what I think with Jalen is. Like I don't got a problem with it. It's his ring. Do whatever he wants. But it's like, I think Jalen knows, and as much as he wants to say, oh, I don't pay attention, I don't do this, I don't do that, Jalen knows out of everybody on this team that he's the one who has the most questions, like, with everybody. You see what I'm saying? Like, AJ is secure in his position. Saquon, Smitty, like, all like, they, it's like, we, the controversy for the past 2 weeks is Jalen the top 10 quarterback. So he, in his mind is, I got to go out here and do it to y'all again. Like,
yeah.
Like, damn, how many times I got to show y'all? Like, I went to a Super Bowl 2 years ago. I lost. That wasn't good enough. I went to a Super Bowl and won. Damn, I still got to do more? So I think that as much as he wants to say, oh, I don't pay attention to that, I feel like he does.
He definitely does. Yeah.
He for sure does.
Yeah, definitely does.
And then also, too, I mean, Ike knows with this. Like, I mean, Ike played pre-Nick Saban. But, like, when Nick Saban went to Alabama, they was always championship contenders. So you don't know if that was put in his mind. Like, listen, yeah, we don't celebrate. Like, yep, have your day, whatever, do that.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah,
Yeah. We're going to the night. Like we're trying to build something here. You're the quarterback. You're the CEO, and we can't have you lingering off of what happened last year. You know, we got to move forward with what we do. So I don't got a problem with it. I mean, some people might be annoyed, but listen, we got to realize, yo, we ain't used to winning. This is title time. We changing the narrative, baby. We about to start.
That's what I'm talking about.
We have so many rings. We gonna have so many rings. We don't. They definitely gonna be in the box. So going forward, y'all, everybody gonna be having rings that ain't gonna be being touched because this is a new standard.
Well, I just hope the rings don't get any bigger.
Yeah. Or they're gonna have to be watches.
and like with Spike, yeah. I agree with Spike. How many? Like y'all took. I mean, I get it. The ring was extravagant and all that, but damn, like y'all giving us the ring to 3 days before camp, like y'all couldn't have did it a while. Like we in a new season now. We getting the rings, so you know that's why I feel like he did it.
Yeah, I don't know why the date got changed, but I thought it was supposed to be a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
And then it got changed.
Well, maybe they wanted. I'm sure there was an availability thing. They wanted everybody to be there.
It was supposed to be like back in June.
You know. Right. You know, Corey. So you know how the thing that you started off your call with, not the Chuck thing, but the people having doubts about him. Jack says, and he does it with a smirk, but there is truth to it, the whole prove it year thing, is you are right in that everyone accepts that A.J. Brown is one of the best receivers in the game. Everybody accepts Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, Cam Jurgens, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. Everybody accepts it.
Yeah.
But he is the one guy on the team, on both sides of the ball. Maybe there's a little, could Zach Bond do it again? But nobody's debating that.
No.
It really is on some level, whether it should be or shouldn't be, it is a year for him to prove that he is more than what people give him credit for and that it's real. So whether you want to call it a prove it year or not, and but there is something there. I agree with you that he is the one that people still have doubts about.
And I guarantee you this, if he get two rings, I don't care if ring 30th, 40th, 50th. Hey, man, y'all can't tell him nothing. You better not let him get two rings. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Corey, for next question, give us a 90s controversy.
Hey, man, when Jordan, we talking about Jalen, when Jordan retired and went to go play baseball, I had to be controversial.
That was a big thing.
Believe me, oh, yeah.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Is there any other sport? So Jordan went, hit 200 in minor leagues, harder than you think it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Is there another sport you think if you put, I guess I know what the answer is, you put your head down and went and played, like you could play in the G League?
Right. Yeah, I think I could get in the G League.
Yeah?
I think I could have gotten the G League.
Yeah, I know it's basketball, right?
But I tell you what, though, I'm joking. I couldn't have gotten the G League.
Yeah.
I don't think, I'm one of those LA Fitness basketball players.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're better in your own mind than you really are.
Yes, that's most people in basketball.
Until you get around real basketball players and you're like, golly, look how he handles the ball. Yeah. Look at his shot.
Yes. I can't even dribble when somebody comes near me.
I can't even go right.
Yeah.
I'm left-handed. So, yeah. But
Jordan's going to go left.
All right.
I do believe I could have possibly got at least a tryout. Or maybe, you know, back then when we were coming up, we didn't even have a G League. It was the
D League.
No, CBA.
CBA,
remember
right.
CBA?
It was CBA,
yeah.
Yes.
So maybe, because remember, didn't Master P go play in the CBA something?
Master P played
one
game.
With the Raptors, right?
No, he played for the Hornets.
Hornets, yes.
Yeah, I saw that game. One preseason game in Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe basketball, maybe.
All right, 215-592-9494. What do you think of Jalen's attitude versus everyone else on the team in focusing on next year? Do you wish Saquon was a little bit more like Jalen? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we have been disrespected again, and I will not stand for it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.